From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're happy that you've joined us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences a series of messages dealing with life in the Spirit, showing from the Scriptures what a Holy Spirit-filled life should look like. The text for the series is Galatians chapter 5, one of the clearest New Testament passages concerning a Spirit-filled life. This first message is entitled, Spiritual Fighting and Fruit-Bearing, and is centered in verses 16 and 17, where the Apostle Paul wrote, This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns first takes time to define what is meant by lust in this passage. Essentially, lust describes the evil power in our flesh that constantly seeks to assert itself against God's control, always striving to propose things that please the flesh and against God. Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of this series in just a few minutes. First, we present a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, Plead His Own Promise. The text is found in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 29. Thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. This is a promise pleaded, and so it yields double instruction to us. Anything which the Lord God has spoken, we should receive as surely true, and then plead it at the throne. Oh, how sweet to quote what our own God has spoken! How precious to use a therefore which the promise suggests, as David does in this verse. We do not pray because we doubt, but because we believe. To pray unbelievingly is unbecoming in the Lord's children. No, Lord, we cannot doubt thee. We are persuaded that every word of thine is a sure foundation for the boldest expectation. We come to thee and say, Do as thou hast said. Bless thy servant's house. Heal our sick. Save our hesitating ones. Restore those who wander. Confirm those who live in thy fear. Lord, give us food and raiment according to thy word. Prosper our undertakings. Especially succeed our endeavors to make known thy gospel in our neighborhood. Make our servants thy servants, our children thy children. Let the blessing flow on to future generations, and as long as any of our race remains on earth, may they remain true to thee. O Lord God, let the house of thy servant be blessed. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. And we commence reading at the 16th verse. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you will. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, violence, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, that I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, fear, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. And then the Lord will add his own blessing to this passage from his own precious word for his name's sake. As I thought of this passage of Scripture, I remember a statement and wondered, now, I discovered the identity of my unknown source and had to confess that I'm in the library. But I know absolutely nothing about him, and I haven't a thing in my library that tells me anything about him. And then I asked one of our English majors, I'm not mentioning Mrs. Coates by name, but when I asked her, she didn't know him either. The statement is nonetheless true. It was a man to the name of Charles Taylor Perkin. He said, man is an endeavor paradox, a bundle of contradictions, a bundle of contradictions. Within us, in the lives of even the very best of men, for a civilized person said, the best of men are best among men. Within the Elijah, we stood like a Colossus, a Mount Carmel, unmoved, unshrinking, against 800 pounds of stone, loud, stringent, fanatic souls, down to the cheerful of Christ, and he stood there, a brave man, and won the day. Yet, just a very short time later, he turned to and ran for his life, and he got what W.P. Nicholson called a red letter from Queen Jezebel. And Peter, in the Bible, both feminine and taken warrior, being man against a gang of murderous sins who had come against the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter, with a moment's fear or hesitation, was willing to fight them all. Yet, but a few hours later, under the sole questioning, the slip of a bell, the golden precious, the denied that believe in me, the Lord Jesus. Take all of the apostle Paul. The first prison which Paul rejoices and questions with him. Rejoices in that abundant life. Therefore, I am tired, fearless, and power that he endured in his life. And yet, he confessed the things that I do are allowed and approved not, and as he thought of the bundle of contradictions in his own body, he rejoiced and pushed and bit by the heart to confess that his body was a bitter death. And all of us confess the same thing. All the same bundle of contradictions. And that's why the Apostle Paul told the Corinthians, let him offense and stands to approve all the faults. But everybody keep happy. And with their own strength, their own ability, their own courage, and their own fidelity. Especially when you think of the times in which Paul described his own peculiar bundle of contradictions, we can see a picture of ourselves. And given all the question, we are confronting forces to work. As Galatians chapter 5, I think, makes very clear. The Christian's life is a battleground. Now, don't misunderstand me. Where is the battleground that makes for a grand victory? A Christian is a person who should be during the victory. But amidst the victories, the glass gates, the limits, all to them are setbacks. The Bible also spoke to the Galatians about those conflicting forces. In verses 16 and 17 of our passage, he speaks of the flesh. And over against that, he speaks of the spirit. Some discussion as to whether it is the Holy Spirit or the human spirit all throughout or a mixture. I think our translation has it right when it takes us as the reference to the Holy Spirit. Working in the Spirit is always a reference to the Holy Spirit. He speaks of the flesh and of the spirit. But in verse 13 he says, brethren, we have been called unto liberty. Actually, the preposition is we've been called upon liberty. We've been called on the ground of liberty. Then he adds this very important caveat. Only those not your liberty for the occasion of flesh. Scripture is no support for the heresy of antinomianism. That is, the scripture does not allow Christians to say, I am free, therefore I have no obligation to the standards of the law of God and the great commands of scripture. We are commanded to be good. And this is, do not use your liberty as an occasion, an excuse, or an opportunity to indulge the flesh. If the liberty is not a license to sin. And it begins, John is smiling and telling each other, that Paul was equally reliable, but generally a very sound commentator. John said it was not hidden from virtuous respects and from the law of God. It was liberty from the servitude of sin. That's a good way of putting it. That's the Christian's liberty. It is not hidden, he says, from the necessary restraints to virtue. That is a great pain to say that the doctrine of achievement then did not lead to licentiousness and did not allow the indulgence of sinful and corrupt passions. On the contrary, I think you will find here that the Apostle shows that the Holy Spirit, in growing a Christian, is conducting an unremitting warfare against the flesh. And his aim is to subdue the characteristic operations of the flesh, while at the same time producing the fruit of grace in the life of that Christian. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit, conducting warfare against the operations of the standard of labor, not to the flesh. While at the same time, producing spiritual fruit in the lives of the people of God. That's the great subject of the passage we've been reading, and that we can consider it today, is life in the Spirit. Spiritual freedom and spiritual fruit birth. Now, here's the thing that I often don't be not too excited about this, the others may be misled. I have three very simple things to say about that text. Under each one, of course, I may have 33 other things I have to say, but we'll see how time goes. But I want to follow the argument very simply. First of all, the flesh is an act of evil power that constantly seeks to assert itself in God's people. That's the first great truth of this passage. The flesh is an active evil power that constantly seeks to assert itself in God's people. Verse 17. The flesh resists. The word rest here is a word that describes strong desire. That strong desire may be evil, as in this case, and in the next class, the spirit against the flesh, and a strong desire, that is not evil. The word in itself does not promote either good or evil. It is simply emphasizing the great strength of passion and desire that which is speaking. Now, the flesh rests against the spirit. The flesh rests against the Holy Spirit of God. This is the old man. This is the old man. That is always discernible by this one thing. And that it has a desire, it has a rest, it has self in control, and to remain the control of the Holy Spirit in the life of the Christian. The flesh not only opposes the spirit, but it opposes all things spiritual. The flesh is forever opposing what is carnal, what is pleasing to self. The flesh always bends our vision of what is eternal and seeks to focus our attention on what is merely temporal. We have to be aware of this. In fact, within every one of us, within the most experienced and godly Christian, there is an unreformed and irreformable old man. That evil, wicked self, that is constantly seeking to assert itself and gain control. We need to be aware of that.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.